Hello, once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. And today I've been asked to answer the question, what happens to people who commit suicide? Do they go to hell? And that's a very difficult question. The Bible doesn't give us clear direction on it. And so it's just really, really crazy. If I'm counseling somebody and they're thinking about committing suicide, I'll basically let them know, hey, you could kill yourself and end up in the flames of hell. Remember that saving faith, trusting in Jesus and having hope, the antithesis of that, the opposite of that, would be to totally wallow in despair. So how can a person who's wallowing in despair really be trusting in Jesus? So it could be that suicide is just evidence that a person is not trusting in Jesus. And to take your own life, God is sovereign over your life. Your life belongs to God, not to yourself. So if someone was thinking of committing suicide, I would give them the possibility. I would say, hey, it's a good chance that if you commit suicide, you're going to wake up in eternal torment. Your situation is going to be way, way worse than it would have been before. Now, having said that, if I talk to people whose loved one hasn't or has already committed suicide, I'm going to take a different track there. And here's the reason why. I don't know for sure. For all I know, a person who committed suicide really was a believer in Jesus, but their mind fractured. They had a nervous breakdown, and they were not in control of their thinking. They were not in control of their actions. I don't know. Psychologists say that that's possible. I don't know. But when I'm here as a pastor to comfort those who are hurting, I'm going to give them that possibility. I'm going to say, hey, your loved one, you know, if your loved one professed faith in Christ, they're with Jesus now. I mean, that's the best that I could do. You've got to comfort. I have no control over those who already died, but I do have control over who I can comfort. So if you're thinking of suicide out there, I would not do it, and the possibility of hell would be one of the reasons why. You live for Jesus. Judas committed suicide because he lost his political power. By betraying Jesus, he thought he was going to gain political power, but they considered it blood money, and so his God was dead, which was political power, so he committed suicide. Peter that same night denied Jesus three times, and he probably felt like committing suicide, but he recognized his life belonged to Yahweh, to the Lord, not his own, and he didn't. Now there are guys in the Bible that did commit suicide, and it looks like they went to heaven. But with some of them, it was a different principle. It was like to die with honor rather than to be shamed, bring shame to your people, like King Saul and his sons, rather than allow the Philistines to slowly kill them in front of Jewish prisoners of war. That was thought to bring shame to your country. So it's kind of dying to save the honor of your country. Samson basically killed himself in order to do what God called him to do, and that was to kill lots and lots of Philistines. And of course, Jesus sacrificed his own life. I wouldn't call it suicide, but he did sacrifice his own life for others. But in each of those cases, there's a higher principle. It's not being done out of selfishness. If a person is in control of their mind and in control of their actions, and they commit suicide, that's selfishness. That's being very selfish. That's not thinking about others, not thinking about your loved ones, and certainly not thinking about the Lord. So, but is a person in their right mind? I don't know. Only the Lord knows. And so suicide is something that, number one, make sure you discourage every human being from committing suicide. You encourage them to have hope, to trust in Jesus, and to live for Jesus. Secondly, So you never tell a person, yeah, go ahead, commit suicide, you'd be better off. No, we don't know that. For all we know, a person who claims to be a Christian but commits suicide proves that they're not a Christian, and then they're in eternal conscious torment. The other factor, though, is comforting those whose loved ones have committed suicide. They've been through enough, and they need comfort. And you just say, hey, you know, I'm praying that they're in God's kingdom, that they're in God's hands, especially if they profess faith in Christ. And we can just hope and pray. And then when we go to see Jesus face to face, we'll find out. But please do not devastate people by telling them their loved ones went to hell. We don't know. For all we know, somebody tried to commit suicide, and as they were dying, they cried out to Jesus in their heart. We don't know. Don't use suicide to punish people, to punish the loved ones who are hurt enough. At the same time, when people are asking advice and they're thinking of suicide, discourage them with every means possible, even with the possibility of hell. That's the best I can answer it. God bless you.